Hello everyone on Audio Boom. Hope everybody is having a fantastic day. Well, again, it's another late audio mo post, and I have become quite famous at doing these for this year. I have every intention and every effort to plunge into it. I was super excited just a few days before it was going to start, and then, you know, busy lives go. I did record some audio yesterday, but I did not post it, and I did not put a hashtag. If you want to go and listen to it, if you're part of anchor.fm, simply, you know, you can search for me. You could look for Melissa Rowe up there. I signed in with Twitter, so I don't know if my Twitter username, morning_song, would help, but definitely search for Melissa Rowe, R-O-E. I'm up there on Anchor, and I did post some audio clips, so you might want to check those out. I did do that yesterday, so if anybody on Audio Mo is interested in hearing that, because it kind of connects to what I'm about to talk about. So just to give a bit of a brief review, one of the questions I asked yesterday in my post was, have you ever had a dream that inspired the creation of a story? Now, I dig more deeply into this in the post, but I recently had an experience. In fact, it was yesterday morning when I woke up and remember coming back from this vivid dream to the point where I can still even remember it in my mind as of this second. So I think that's an interesting subject to talk about. But I'm only briefly touching on it. You definitely want to go and listen to my post. And if you haven't been on Anchor, check it out. I think it's a phenomenal community of audio fun and friendship and just all kinds of great things. So my next question is, I am considering self-publishing a story on Amazon. Now, I don't know, most of you people may or may not know that I'm working on a novel, and I would call myself a beginning creative writer. Although I've been doing it for a while, I've never done anything that I've considered publishing. Never. I've written a couple of poems, although poetry is not my thing, but I've written some stuff. I've written some stories. I still remember one of the big stories that I had for creative writing class. I wrote a story entitled Destined Deviations, and I never published that, but it was one of those stories that I really liked, and I kept it around. But I'm still a beginning writer. I'm kind of spreading my wings a bit and trying different things. So what is the whole process to self-publish on Amazon? I want to do this story. It was inspired by this dream that I had that was so vivid that I don't think I can ever forget it. I can't. It's still very vivid in my head. And I could still hear one of the characters' voices as if he was standing here in the living room right now. And I cannot forget it. I can't get it out of my head. And I really need to put this into a story because it's been in my head for almost 2 days. So I'm just thinking about the self-publishing on Amazon. Have any of my friends or has anyone here on Audio Boo or Audio Mo, whatever, ever done it? What was the experience like? If you have done it, I'm subscribed to Prime Reading. I'm not subscribed to Kindle Unlimited. So if your book is a paid book, I may not be able to download it this month, but I would sure be willing to give it a try and read it. And certainly if it's on Prime Reading, I can read it tonight if I wanted to. So, but definitely I'm interested in trying it. I want to know about it. What was the experience like? Because this story that I want to post, I wouldn't say it's a really short story. It's definitely going to be more than 2,000 words. Probably around between 5,000 and 6,000. So it wouldn't be like a book. But the story has multiple parts to it, but I couldn't make it long enough to be a book. So I don't know. What are your guys' experiences with it, with working with the company? I'm not really asking, you know, has it made you money? Because that's not what I'm out for right now. I know you probably will have to invest in some money, or do you just self-publish and they get the profit? You know, that would be interesting to look into. I'm going to do some research on that, but I'm really concerned more about the experience, actually going in there and publishing it. And I want to know from people who have actually done it, what was it like? How did it work? What was the experience, worth it for you? Would you do it again? I'm talking more about the user experience. I could always go and research the logistics and this is how you self-publish and blah, 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 blah. But I want to know more about the user experience. What was it like? Because my goal is to write this story, which I have not started on yet. I'm tempted to do a little bit. I'm tempted to start on it now, but I have to get up early because we've got some medical appointments to attend to tomorrow. So I may just go to bed. But I want to know most of your, you know, I want to know your guys' opinions on how the experience went. Because my goal is to finish the story and publish it on June 30th to actually get it on. It may not be on Amazon, but I want to get the process basically on my part completed by June 30th. That's a pretty lofty goal, I think, but maybe, I don't know. I would say I'm just pretty nervous about it, but I'm excited at the same time. But I think I don't know. I think I can do it. I really do think I can get it done and work really hard at it now that I'm on summer vacation and I could devote all my time to it. So I don't know. What's the experience like? It's, you know, I don't want to jump in and publish a novel or anything right now. I figure though, every writer's got to start somewhere and I've got to pick this up and start writing as of tomorrow morning, or as soon as I get back from the doctor's office, I want to start writing ASAP and get this done and publishable by the end of the month and on Amazon, hopefully, depending on, I don't know if they review them or whatever. I really need to look into it, but it was just kind of a goal that I came up with today. I've never considered publishing my work on Amazon yet. I didn't think I was ready, but if I never think I'm ready, I'm never going to start. I'm never going to do it. So I think I need to step up. And I think this dream that I had was kind of, I don't know, a mental push forward for me to give it a try. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. You know, it's just something I need to try doing. I know if I don't try now, I'm going to regret it, because once college hits, I never have time for anything. And then once I'm enrolled in the university next year, if, you know, God willing I am, it's going to be even more demanding of my time. And now that I have that time to explore and dig into this, dig my heels into it a bit more, I'm going to give it a try. So I don't know. I'm certainly going to do some research on it, but what was the user experience like? Have you gotten, I'm sure people have gotten mixed reviews on their books and stuff. I hope. I mean, it's to be expected. Every writer is going to have, for every writer, there's going to be a critic out there in the universe. So I know that's bound to happen. But, you know, just tell me what your experiences are. I'd love to hear from you guys. So that's going to be it for tonight, everyone. Take care. And I'm going to see you tomorrow. And hopefully I'll be more involved than I was last year. I really promised to be more involved in that. It's been kind of hectic over here, but things are starting to slow down and things are going great. So take care, everyone, and have a nice night. Thank you for listening.
Pause recording button. 9 minutes and 56 seconds. 10 minutes pause recording button.